These suicidal thoughts are creeping in. It scares me because I can't go back down that road again. I won't survive. I don't have it in me to give that another try. I know that sounds bad. I get that. I do. But if you're in my position, you'd feel the same way too. Does that make me sick and fucked up in the head? I don't know, man. Doesn't everyone sometimes wish they were dead? I think G-Eazy said it best. It's just me, myself, and I till the death. Damn, my mind just needs to rest. Learning new ways to cope with my issues. It's hard for me to admit that I'm not always okay. I think others would agree with me on that one. But who am I to say how others feel and deal with things? Because damn, I'm just Kathleen.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. This is Dr. John Duffy. And as always, I appreciate you protecting time here for my guests and I do not take it for granted, I promise you. And to that end, I am joined once again by Kathleen. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hello.
Kathleen's name may be familiar to you if you listen to this podcast. If you don't and you haven't heard the podcast cleverly called Kathleen in the past, I encourage you to go back right now. Stop taping right now. Go back and listen to the hour that Kathleen and I spent together a while back. And it'll give you a feel for where she was kind of in her process, and I'm going to paraphrase here and you tell me if I'm wrong, of, you know, working through anxiety and depression and kind of getting to a life she wants to live. Is that fair?
For sure.
All right, cool. So, assuming that you have now done that, gone back, listen to Kathleen, you're fresh, you know where we are. Kathleen, how are you doing overall?
I'm doing pretty good.
Do you feel perceptibly different than you did when you and I last talked a couple of months ago?
I think so. I definitely still feel a lot of those anxieties and things, and I have bad days, but I think now I'm able to handle it a lot better, and I don't know. It's different. It feels different.
Got it. And what do you think has changed from your perspective? What do you think has changed in what's, clinically speaking, a pretty short period of time?
I think just really working on myself, not just physically, but mentally too, challenging myself as much as I can.
Right.
And I think making myself really deal with things that I suppressed for a very long time that was, I think, contributing to a lot of, you know, my anxiety and which led to like depression and whatever. And, I mean, it hasn't been easy because that's not something that's fun to do, but it's definitely helpful in the long run for sure.
Why now, do you think? Like if you kind of take a step back and look at it broadly, like, you know, you've suffered this stuff for years, I think we could argue. Why do you think now it felt like, I'm going to make a move here?
I think I was just done. I knew that I like couldn't do it anymore the way I was living. I didn't, because it got to a point where I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. I really don't. And I mean, I needed to do something. And I think this is the first time that I've been actually doing it for me. And I think maybe that's why it's actually feels like it's working. And
who were you doing it for before?
I mean, like, I don't know, like with wilderness and stuff, like, yeah, that worked, but in a lot of ways, but that was also fear driven and, you know, more so for my family. Not that what I'm doing now isn't for my family too, because it is, but it's also...
It's got to be for you.
For me, yeah. I mean, I have to want it, and I definitely do.
Right.
And it's really important to me, so...
It is. And what do you... what is it that's important to you? What is it that's changing for the better here?
I think I also just want to help other kids or just people out there that are going through this stuff, and I know that if I'm not well... I'm not going to be able to do that. And
right. It's hard to offer hope when you're hopeless.
Exactly. And so, I mean, it's not just for me. It's for all those other people that are suffering too.
Yeah. I love that. You were kind enough and bold enough the other day to share with me something you had written.
Yeah.
Would you mind sharing a little bit of that with our listeners?
Yeah, here? Yeah, for sure.
All right, thank you.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, me too. We'll get through it.
Okay. I hope I read this like well. All right. Should I just go whenever?
Go whenever.
Okay. These suicidal thoughts are creeping in. It scares me because I can't go back down that road again. I won't survive. I don't have it in me to give that another try. I know that sounds bad. I get that. I do. But if you're in my position, you'd feel the same way too. Does that make me sick and fucked up in the head? I don't know, man. Doesn't everyone sometimes wish they were dead? I think G-Eazy said it best. It's just me, myself, and I till the death. Damn, my mind just needs to rest. Learning new ways to cope with my issues, it's hard for me to admit that I'm not always okay. I think others would agree with me on that one. But who am I to say how others feel and deal with things, because damn, I'm just Kathleen. When I'm surrounded by people, I put up a front because I don't want to show them the side of me that most people rarely see. So I keep it to myself. I'm scared of being misunderstood and opening up about things that aren't so good. Because as amazing as life is right now, I still have days where it all comes crashing down. And that's okay, I can live with that. It's a part of life, and that is that. But my friendships and relationships suffer because of my fears, and at the end of the day, I feel even more alone while shedding tears. And that's my own fault, I get that I do, but the truth is no one wants to be around someone that's sad. It starts rubbing off on you, and that energy is bad, so I suffer alone because that's the only way I know. But damn, that shit's lonely as hell and so, so cold. So I write and write to clear my head, helps me focus on something and understand where I'm at. It's an outlet I use to express how I feel and maybe help others relate to something real. Making changes in my life to better myself, but that shit isn't easy. Taking it day by day, I gotta get through this shit some way. Not just for myself and my family too, without them I honestly don't know what I'd do. Seeing me at my worst and accepting me for me, that's real love and how it's supposed to be. Because I just don't understand how someone could love me back then when I was so messed up and not myself. Going down roads that had a terrible end. Had to better myself and change my ways. It isn't easy, but I know I'll get through it some way. Have to sit with my emotions and deal with the pain. It's so much harder than I ever thought, and it makes me feel fucking insane. But maybe that's it. Maybe I need to accept the person that really is me and stop trying to fit into what other people want to see, because at the end of the day, I'm only me. And I need to stop caring what other people think. And I know it's not cool to give a shit, but that stuff gets to me no matter how thick my skin may be. Words affect me and make me not want to be myself and open about real things. I wish I didn't care, I really do, but it's easier said than done. I know that's a cliche excuse, so I ramble and ramble or I say nothing at all. Man, it's like you can never win at this life thing. People have opinions no matter how big or small. Your personality may be, and that's just how life is. I gotta be okay with that, because at the end of the day, it's all about the person that I see. Do I like what I see? Sometimes the answer is yes, a lot of times it's no. And that shit sucks, I know, I know, I know. I want to accept and love who I am. Security in myself is all I need. I'll get there someday. I know I can achieve. At least I hope that happiness and sense of self will come one day. Just got to keep working on it, like I said before, day by day. Mm.
Thank you. What's it like to read?
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird because a lot of that is like stuff that I only keep to myself. But
yeah,
I don't know. So how did it's you, out there in the open.
Right. How did you decide that it was okay to send it out there? Like you kind of told me, hey, I kind of want people to know this. I want people to know this is the process. This is how I feel.
I don't know, because a lot of that, like, just kind of happened very, like, naturally and, like, you know, all at once, and I just kind of wrote, and I kind of forgot a lot of it was there, and I went back, and I was like, hey, this actually helps me understand a lot about what is going on in my head when I'm in that kind of a place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't feel that way all the time.
Right.
But, you know, I do. And I was just like, wow, I really kind of understand. And then I kind of showed it to, you know, my mom and some other people and you. And you guys were like, yeah, I like it. And so I was like, all right.
Well, and I love it. I mean, I love everything about it. I love the way you read it. I like that, like, there's this little hint of, like, hip-hop in there with the poetry. It's really cool. I mean, and I can tell it's, like, every word of it rings true. You're a really good writer. When you sat down to do this, like, you know, was it just this internal drive? Like, I got to write how I feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just in bed. It was like one of those nights where I could not sleep and my mind was racing and I was like, oh my God, I can't handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that point, sleeping is the best thing to do, but I couldn't go to sleep. So I was like, I got to get something. I got to get this out. So I just wrote. And I feel immediately better after I write.
You
and,
did?
Yeah, right away. I feel like 100%.
Tell me how you felt after you wrote that particular piece.
I mean, I don't know. It kind of feels the same whenever I write. And it doesn't always have to be in, like, a poem form. I can just write, you know, paragraphs, and sometimes it doesn't even make sense. But
yeah.
Writing really does help me a lot.
That piece in particular, it feels like a process to me. Like, I feel like you start, you know, kind of in the hole a little bit, like, you know, just kind of describing what it all feels like. And it ends with kind of this flourish of hope, it feels like to me. Is that intended? Was that planned?
No, because I think that's kind of what's changed a lot in, you know, the past couple months is I actually do feel like a sense of hope. Like, I can actually kind of see a future for myself,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, I still have really bad days and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. And, you know, for me, like, when I feel things, I feel it really deeply. So, you know, when I get sad. It's really, really sad. And sometimes I do have things like, oh my God, do I really want to be here or whatever? And that's scary, but that's real and that's how it is.
Yeah. How do you feel about the fact that you feel things really deeply? You and I have talked about, like, there are people you know, people in your family who don't feel things quite as deeply as
for
you,
sure.
Right? Who live on a different plane, right?
Yeah.
But that's kind of like pragmatic and practical and intellectual. You feel everything, right?
For sure. And I think for some time there was a period where I kind of just went numb. And I think that was a way for me to honestly cope because I couldn't handle feeling all the things I was feeling at once because it was just too emotional for me. So I just kind of stopped caring about myself, about everyone around me. And you know, that's not good either. But
no.
Yeah.
How did that manifest for you? You know what I mean? Like, in other words, so I get that mechanism where, you know, if you feel too much, you just turn off.
For sure.
What happens?
I was not myself at all. I think a lot of it was, you know, I think my family might have perceived it as, you know, oh, she's just going through like a stage or whatever. And it's like, no, like there's real things right now. I'm just really suppressing them. And I mean, I wasn't facing that either. Like, I wasn't admitting that to myself. I was just like, I'm going to get through this as easiest as I can.
Right. And you and I talked last time we were here about like some self-destructive behavior.
For sure.
And some just numbed out, like, I'm not doing anything but watching a Kardashian's behavior. Like,
yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Could it be either of those?
Oh, for sure. I think destructive behavior is one of the biggest things that came up when I was in those types of places. Because, I mean, I didn't care about myself, so I would do things, and I didn't, you know, care what the consequences were. And,
right.
I mean, even if there was, like, repercussions, it didn't really matter because the thing that needed to be really dealt with was the emotional pain and stuff, and
yeah.
I wasn't dealing with that. And I kept wondering, like, why isn't anything working? You know, these meds I'm taking or this new therapy, like, whatever, nothing's working. And I was, you know, so confused, and now I get it. Like, it was just I needed to deal with what was really going on.
Yeah, so a lot of people, when they suffer anxiety, depression, they go through this dance of therapy and medications and going out to a wilderness program and all sorts of different approaches to the problem.
Yeah.
Do you feel like on some fundamental level, yeah, that's all good, but at some point you just have to make a call. You have to decide to live or to die, you know?
That sounds like really dramatic,
right.
But honestly, like, I think that's kind of what I realized. Like, I just said like so many times, my mom's going to be like, oh my God. but no, for real.
We'll edit out. We're going to edit out.
I think I just started realizing, you know, life is really precious and I just started changing my perspective on things.
Yeah.
It kind of brought me back to how, when I came back from wilderness, the mindset I had there, it's a little different because I think back then it was also a lot of fear and I was scared to still talk about things, but it was definitely a more, it's weird because I still have really bad anxiety, but there's a sense of, you know, that everything's going to be okay. And I don't know like where that came from or what, like, I don't really understand it, but it's there and fine with it. I'll take it.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yet it's impressive to me that you can suffer really bad anxiety and I've had that.
Yeah.
And still feel like everything's going to be okay. Like, those almost feel incongruous. Like, can those thoughts really exist in the same mind at the same time?
For sure. Well, no, I don't think like, I mean, I have days or nights mostly where my anxiety is so bad and, you know, I have friends that I text like Allie and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like, this is so intense. And then, you know, a couple days later, I'm like, you know, it's okay. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm not, all those things I was worried about, they're not as big of a deal anymore.
And you mentioned your friend Allie. She also suffers some anxiety and some depression
for
and
sure.
stuff. And you've been through programs enough where a lot of times a therapist involved wouldn't want you to be in touch with Allie because.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right?
We tried to, like, when we were leaving, she tried to hand me a letter because we would write info, but we weren't allowed to keep in contact. So it was hard because when I was leaving, she tried to hand me a letter and they saw, and she got in huge trouble and it was just bad. But, you know, we got in contact, obviously, after,
because
we talk all the time. But, yeah, they don't, like, friendships out of those places.
Right. I've worked years ago on an inpatient adolescent psychiatric unit, and that was something we were trained in, is like, you know, make sure these kids aren't in contact because somehow they're going to poison each other's minds, right? So they're going to create more depression or more anxiety, right, or come up with tricks for how to hurt oneself without anybody seeing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, so
well, yeah.
Some of it's heavy and some of it's light. But,
and some of that may be true, but I think it's really important to have people there that get it. You know, I mean, that's made one of the biggest differences for me. I mean, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have Allie. I really don't.
You and Allie make me think differently about all this because,
yeah,
I realize, like, you know, her understanding, really, really getting it, unlike almost anybody else on earth could,
for sure,
helped you, right? I mean,
well, yeah, and I think, like you said, there's like, you know, well, things could get really bad because you'll ride off of each other, but
right,
we're very honest with each other, and we will tell each other, you know, that's not good, like, that's really bad, we need to get our shit together, that's not okay.
Have you ever, so I get where it's probably great if you're both in a decent place, or if one of you is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, but when it's not, it's bad. It's bad. We're both in a bad place. I mean, but it's also, I don't know, I think it's something that maybe me and her just will only understand, and I
yeah,
mean, maybe that's how it's meant to be, I don't know, but.
I like that. I mean, there's that. That's probably more true than not, and that's, you guys have this bond that I suspect you'll always have, and it's probably deeper and richer than a lot of friendships could possibly be.
Oh, yeah, she's probably, like, her and my parents, I mean, and my family and my brother, I mean, she's, like, one of the closest people to me.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to press my luck here. What you read a moment ago isn't the only thing you've written.
Yeah.
Are you willing? Are you
yeah,
willing to
I'm
share
willing,
more with us?
For
all
sure.
Right, awesome.
Some of them are shorter than others, so I don't know which one I should start with. All right. Sometimes my heart feels broken inside from past mistakes that won't subside. In my life and in my mind, I toss and turn, stressing all the time. I know that's not cool, it's cooler not to care, but I can't help it some days. I'm just not myself, and I let other people's opinions of me control my mental health. I know that's not good, I know that I do. I'm trying to change that part of me so I can feel security all day through. But that's easier said than done, and it takes lots of work, taking it a day at a time. I'll get there eventually, I know, but some days I feel so, so alone.
Mm. Yeah. The themes are familiar. Right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
they're like
they
all
feel similar.
Basically the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, I can imagine that they're almost like manifestos. Like, do you revisit these pretty frequently to kind of, like, you know, remind yourself?
Yeah, for sure. When I'm writing those, though, it's almost always when I'm in a place where I'm feeling a lot of emotion. I can't really write anything when I'm like that, at least, when
mm-hmm.
I'm, I don't know, kind of just okay. It has to be when I'm feeling either a lot of joy and happiness or a lot of sadness and pain, just a lot of emotion, whatever it may be.
I was talking to a reporter this week about emotion, and
yeah.
And she was talking about how she's divorced and she has two kids, and her kids were off with their dad. And she said, I'm so sad during this week every year when the kids are off with their dad. And yet, at the same time, speaking of dad, Kathleen's dad's calling. she gets so sad when the kids are off with their dad, and yet she also, at the very same time, is jubilant because she's like, I have a whole week to myself, I can do whatever I want, and you know, she's remarried, so she gets to hang out with her husband and have fun. And so we were talking about, like, is happiness the right goal, or, you know, is it more important to kind of experience this range of emotions? Like, is it awful
yeah.
to feel awful, or is that not so bad? Is it important?
Oh, no, yeah, I agree with that. I like the way that's said. Yeah, I think for sure. I think it's important to have both sides, ups and downs, because I think you get positives from both of them. Like, with my downs, it's just made my perception of people and human beings and the world so much different in the way I look at things, and, you know, I don't take as many of the things that I used to for granted.
Yeah.
But I like that. It's not just happiness. It's just kind of accepting how you're feeling at the time, and that's okay, because it's true. It's okay to feel anything and everything.
Yeah, it might be important.
For sure.
Yeah, right?
You know, well, it's not realistic. You're not going to be happy forever.
Right.
Like, you're going to have ups and downs.
Right.
And I think there'd be something wrong if you were happy all the time.
The joke we had this when we were talking was, if somebody tells you, oh, I'm really very happy in my life, the question in the back of our heads is always, wow, how bad is it?
Yeah.
Like, how awful is your life?
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
So is that to say, like, for you, having gone through so much emotionally, would you not trade places with somebody who felt, I've had a nice stable run. It's like nice and linear, and I went through high school and I felt fine, and I went to college. Do you feel like, oh no, I've experienced something different, I wouldn't trade?
I would never trade it, because I think that's something that I would be a different answer a couple months ago. I think, like, yeah, I'd trade places with anybody. No, I'm thankful for, you know, my struggles, because it's made me the person that I am. And I know that sounds like, I feel like that's something a lot of people say, but I think it's true.
I
really wouldn't be the person I am today and have, you know, the perspective I do now on things if I hadn't been through the things I've been through.
So, right. I'm confident that that's 100% true. So given the trajectory you've been on for a couple of months,
where do you
picture we're heading here? Like, can you see the future any more clearly now than you could a couple of months ago?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know how far, but you know, I know I really want to help people. That's kind of mainly what I want to do with my life. And I know that now, and it kind of took me a while to figure that out. So that's kind of awesome, because I finally feel like, you know, I'm figuring out my purpose here and what I'm meant to do.
Yeah. Was there a moment when that hit you, when you knew, like, okay, I have a mission. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I've got this mission in mind.
No, it wasn't like a day thing that just clicked. I think it was just as I was, you know, reevaluating my life and myself, it just kind of came naturally. And I was like, you know, I not only do I want to help other people that are struggling with, you know, these types of things, it's almost like I need to for myself in a way, because it makes me feel something inside.
Yeah.
And it helps me.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is I think you're already doing it, honestly. You know what I mean? Like right now, I think you're helping people. I think your story everyone's story is so unique, and yet a lot of people go through anxiety, a lot of people go through depression, a lot of people feel hopeless, and just to hear your words, the words that you're sharing with us, I think that has an impact, right? The idea that, you know, like, there is some light at the end of the tunnel, and I think you're also kind of giving yourself and other people permission that the process not be perfect. I mean, like, that's pretty clear in your writing and what you're saying, right?
For sure.
You are open to the possibility that I feel anxious right now. That's probably gonna be part of my life in all likelihood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet you know you can deal. You know you can, like, work with that, huh?
Yeah, and you know, there's times where I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can handle this or deal with it, but you know, I have people around me that understand that and that I can talk to, and sometimes I like to do it alone, like I said, and it's, I don't know, it's just different now.
I went back and listened to our talk, and just the tone of your voice feels differently. You seem so much more upbeat and so much more hopeful now, and it's striking to me, and I assumed anybody listening that a couple of months can make that kind of difference. You know?
Yeah.
And I can imagine, you know, somebody walking around with earbuds in right now thinking, oh, this girl, she's taking some kind of new med or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What has she done?
What has she done? Or she's been off at some spa or something, man, or seen some guru. And I think you're telling us, no, that's not what's been going on.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just been... Yeah, that's what's the biggest difference this time around is I kind of am doing it. I mean, I'm seeing you and stuff, but a lot of this I've been doing on my own, and I think that's almost made it, in a way, as hard as that's been, it's almost made it easier, because as the days have gone on, it's made it easier. Like, you know, in the beginning I was like, I can't, you know, go to my parents and tell them this. I need to deal with this stuff on my own. You know, I need to be a big girl and handle this.
Yeah.
Or I'm never going to be able to, because, you know, my parents aren't always going to be here, and I need to accept that. And
right.
You know.
Right. Has there been one thing you've done, whether it's just like kind of like getting out of the house and doing things or thinking differently or talking to different people or writing?
Has
there been
one?
All of those?
For sure, yeah. Like 2 months ago, it was a big deal for me to leave my house or go to the grocery store or do little things, and now I'm able to do things on my own. I'm working, I'm going back to school. I mean, so many things have changed. And, you know, I think that scares me in a way because, I mean, especially that I'm doing this podcast, I'm like, oh, I don't want people to think, you know, oh, she's completely okay now, and then I'll have a bad week or something. And
right.
I don't know, a lot of things have changed. And it's shocking. I didn't realize how like bad it really was.
You didn't?
No.
What do you make of that?
I mean, I think that's something that my mind did to almost trick me. I think because when I'm in that mind place, I start thinking irrationally, but my mind tells me it's rational. And
what's that, in retrospect, what's that mind place like? Is that just a checked out spot or what?
For
is
sure.
That?
A yeah. lot of it was like, I would find so many ways to justify my behaviors, you know, whether it was with drinking or, you know, abusing, you know, prescriptions or whatever. And I would use these, or with food or whatever, I would use these justifications of, you know, oh, well, you know, I didn't die tonight, or the worst case
wow.
scenario possible. And,
yeah.
you know, that would, I mean, that's so crazy to me now, but at the time it was like, you're right, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm alive. That's what matters. Or I'm not, you know, I'm not addicted to heroin. Like, that's what I would use as the word. I don't know. It's just so crazy to me that that's
how you were thinking.
How I was thinking.
Well, and just to put a little meat on that, I hear that a lot. I hear people say, like, you know, well, I survived. How bad can it be? You
right.
know, like, you know, so I think that's not an altogether uncommon justification. Like,
yeah.
you know, well, you know, like, there are people out there who are, like, junkies.
For sure.
I just did heroin once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know.
Well, no, and I was, like, talking to one of my friends the other day about that. I was like, honestly, it's like, if I were to think, you know, 4 years ago, some of the things that I've done now, I would never would have thought I would, you know, I mean, even with just, like, weed. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you do it once and then you are like, oh, it's not as bad as everyone says. And then you do it another time and another time. And then you start hanging around people that do the same things you do. So you're not surrounded by people that don't do those things. And you start thinking it's okay and
ooh,
nothing's
yeah.
bad. And then, I don't know.
Right, right. So you start selecting the people.
I just started, like, I didn't want to be around people that didn't get that kind of stuff.
Right, right, right.
Or I just would be by myself. I just didn't care.
Got it. And if somebody goes further than you in a given night, does that give you even more permission? Is it kind of like, well, I didn't do what she did, you know,
yeah,
I'm not blacked out, I'm
sure.
not, yeah.
Yeah, and I think now that's kind of hard for me because I mean, I still drink now. I just try not to drink as much, but it scares me because I'm like, oh, shit, if I do have a night where I drink and I black out, I know it's going to be so hard on me. Like, I'm going to be really hard on myself for that and not let that go because all I'm going to be thinking about is, oh shit, it's going downhill again, going back to old ways. So,
yeah.
I don't know, that thing's all, it's all new territory to me. I'm new to all of this, so I don't know.
And when I think about this territory for you, what it feels like to me, and I want to hear what it feels like to you, is you've discovered the middle ground. Like in the past, you've worked the extremes, sometimes really well. Like when things went dark, they went pretty dark,
yeah.
And some of the behavior was pretty self-destructive. When things were light, you could, I mean, man, if you needed to, in your mind, like, perform really well, if you needed to get straight A's, you could suddenly turn that on. Like, you could do these extremes, but then you'd be...
Yeah, but it was so unrealistic. It was...
And unhealthy
yeah,
somehow, right?
For sure.
Even on the good side, it was
well,
unhealthy.
Well, I think it was unhealthy because it was so unrealistic. Like, I mean... And I think that's kind of an example of wilderness. It's kind of like you're in this area of comfort and whatever, and you get thrown back into the real world, and, you know, that's not how it works.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's hard to adjust to that. So, yeah, it's new to me, this middle ground thing, and I'm not used to it, but I'm learning every day. And
well, I hope you can find that space that you're describing where you don't judge yourself for a bad night because, you know, you're 21.
Not yet.
20. You're 20. 20. Shit's going to happen, right?
Yeah,
I mean, because
for sure.
things happen in our lives,
yeah.
you know, like, and
yeah, for sure.
And we can't expect your life to be perfect. And I hope you don't feel that kind of press toward perfectionism. I think that this middle, you wear this middle ground so well for somebody who's new to it.
Well, yeah, but perfect, I mean, I don't even think perfect. I don't want to be perfect. I mean, who's perfect?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
No, that's part of the problem, I think, kind of culturally, right, is we have this press toward perfect and happy. And,
but that's not human. Like,
right.
Nobody, I don't know.
It's also not that interesting, right?
No,
I mean,
it's not.
Like, that's
and
not
I mean,
a very good story.
I mean, it's great if that's what you're, I don't know, but
I think it's just stress. I think the idea of being perfect because nobody can ever achieve it.
It's
is just super
thing.
Yeah, so it's just like just causes this anxiety, you know?
Or it's more like of a misconception of what perfect is, you know?
What do you mean?
Perfect? I mean, is being happy and whatever like that, is that really perfect?
Or is are perfect grades perfect, or is making $1 million a year perfect?
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
or being like X number of pounds thinner perfect, right? I mean, yeah, I suppose we could have all sorts of metrics that
would
be perfect.
I'm sure everybody has different perceptions of perfect, so.
But you never reach it, I think. I think that's part of the problem.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Like, yeah, if you say like, I'll be happy when I weigh X.
Or you'll like get to that point and then it's something else you work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do, so.
I think that's what everybody does.
I'm trying not to do, but still do it.
I worked with a guy years ago and it was always about like, you know, I drive a Mercedes now, but if I had a Porsche, I think I'd feel pretty good, you know? And I'm like, yeah, let's see if the Porsche does it, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
So, can I ask you to read one more?
Yeah,
is there one more
sure.
thing you'd be up for
yeah,
reading before we finish up here?
Yeah, there's a couple more.
All right, good, perfect.
I'll look at, I have to see which ones they are. Okay. But I don't want to talk about my issues. Sometimes I don't want to show my flaws. People will think I'm doing that shit for attention. Nowadays, it feels like everyone's trying to be different. Feeling alone some days and have to act like I have it together. But really, my mind is just made up of mind games keeping me under the weather. When I talk about these things, I hope it helps others struggling at night to find themselves in life. It's like fighting for air underwater. Questioning my existence and what is real, not knowing what I believe, because why would God make me feel so surreal? Strength and guidance is all I need, but doing it on my own is how I'll succeed. Can't lean on these drugs and liquor forever. I need to handle the pain head on, even though I know it's harder. Trying to numb my brain so these racing thoughts go away. That shit's only temporary, and it creeps back in day by day. I want to be better and make my family proud, but sometimes these thoughts in my head are screaming at me so loud. Can't think straight. My actions are perceived as something that I'm not. It affects the ones I love, which breaks my heart. Trying to find who I am and who I want to be, but in this world it sometimes feels impossible. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just me, but sometimes I miss feeling young and free. Free from these paralyzing thoughts. Free from the judgment and people's crazy perceptions of how I should be, when the truth is I'm not that girl. I have flaws up and down me. And maybe that's okay because perfect isn't what I want to be. Happiness and a free mind is all I really need. And this crazy thing called life, it sometimes feels like all I have is me. I'm sure that's how a lot of people feel, so why can't we all accept and love one another? What's the fucking deal?
Ugh. Man, there's so much in there I love. Like, read that last line again, do you mind?
Yeah, I gotta unlock my phone.
Okay, yeah, take your time. We'll riff.
The last line, why can't we all accept and love one another? What's the fucking deal?
Oh, good God, please.
It's the
please.
Truth.
That
what,
is the truth, man, right?
I know.
Yeah, simple, right?
Yeah.
And somehow, even though most of that's about you, that seems to tie in, right? That's part of it. Are you distressed with like the state of things as they are, like with amongst people?
Yeah, sometimes it makes me upset. I mean, when you see these like shootings and things, especially like on TV and terrorist attacks and whatever, it's hard and it's so sad.
Yeah.
And then I think also seeing how some people react sometimes, and it just it breaks my heart. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that the emotional disconnect that seems so unnecessary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said there's one more?
Oh, yeah, there's more.
All right, thanks.
There's more.
You are a great writer, Kathleen, and it's a catharsis. I think it's going to be catharsis not just for you, but for anybody. It is for me.
All right, yeah. high anxiety, man, these thoughts I have in my head, they don't go away. I don't know how to make it stop at times. I know it'll be okay, but the frame of mind isn't where I want to be. I want to be free from my anxiety. I want to be free from my mind. Without it, I just want to hide away so people don't see the ugly side that I have to me, the not so fun and happy girl that everyone is used to seeing. I want to be real with people I do, but it's harder to open when my trust issues are so fucked. It's hard for people to understand what it's like to have such a crazy head inside. Who knows, maybe they would. I just don't want to be misunderstood. Judgments on judgments every day. It's how the world is these days. I don't blame them, I don't. Vulnerability is hard, man, it really is, but it's the only way I can live freely and open with my life, because damn, I just don't want to fight. Fight with my mind and racing thoughts. Fight with myself when I feel so lost. Putting up walls is what I'm best at. Opening myself up to others scares me. It scares me to pieces. What will they think when I tell them my story? What will they think when I cry at night and put up a fight when I can't explain why I feel the way I do? What if they don't get it and think I'm strange? I can't let my growth be controlled by others people's mind frame. But damn, man, enough is enough. Got to keep pushing myself to not give up. I got to work for my happiness and love for myself, but that takes hella time and dedication. I just think how far I've come so far. The things I've learned about myself and other humans is the most beautiful experience. My perspective on life is forever changed. I'm so thankful for my struggles in an odd way, because it shaped me into the woman I am today.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Appreciate it. The brilliant Kathleen, who will be back with us. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be back 100%.
If somebody wanted to, and there's no mandate here, but if somebody wanted to follow you on Twitter or Instagram or something, if somebody wanted more of that.
Yeah.
I want to do
something where I can, I don't know, either a blog or something, because I don't really post any of this stuff on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. But
okay.
I do definitely want to find somewhere where I can post that. I don't really know what the best place is for people to look at that kind of stuff. I don't know what people would look at the most.
If anybody has an idea about that,
yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Follow me on Facebook, or just leave Dr. John Duffy a message. And give Kathleen and I a thought or two about, you know, what form would work best if you wanted to hear more from her.
Sure. Yeah,
right.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you again for being here.
Yeah,
right.
Of course. Thank you.
I'm thrilled. And we'll do this again.
Awesome.
You can find the podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on Stitcher, on WGN Plus, soon to be on LiveLeadPlay.com, which is a website for IPEC coaching. If you have any thoughts about this podcast, including where Kathleen might post some of her brilliance, let me know at Dr. John Duffy on Facebook. Go ahead and follow me there and just leave me a message, and I will pass that along to her. Again, I appreciate your time, and on behalf of Kathleen and I, thank you, and I will talk to you next time.